Rachel King's got a nice book of rides today at Warwick Farm and joins us now. Morning, Rachel.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You're having a good run of late and you got a nice ride for Gary Portelli. He's on fire at the moment, isn't he?
He is, in the second. Definitely. Yeah, no, definitely. Hopefully you can, both of us can keep our good run going. And you know, I've had a bit of an association with this horse since the last prep, so hopefully she can do the job again.
Yeah, Bill Celine, toppy in the second. You rode it. You won a couple on the last prep.
Yeah, I won our first two starts last prep on her at the provincials, and you know she was sort of still progressing a little bit, still learning a bit and strengthening up. So hopefully she's come back even better this prep.
All right, in the third, you've got a nice one here for Chris Lee's two Invincible Gem. Have you ridden this before?
I haven't. No, she won obviously first up this preparation. And it's sort of not been far away since then, but looks like hopefully the step up this, I think she looks like she's crying out for that. So hopefully they'll see her to her advantage today.
I think I heard the dog barking in the background a moment ago, did I?
She's making noises, yeah.
You love it when the dogs are barking them. You've got to feed it. That'll stop it doing that. Yeah, the fourth.
You get plenty of food, don't worry.
The fourth, you're on number seven, the getaway for Paul Perry. And this is a marriage made in heaven with this bloke. You've won the last two on him.
Yeah, he's a great little horse. He's been very good to me. He did really well. Like he won two races in the space of 5 days just after Christmas. And, you know, for a stayer to do that, and it was a big effort. His last run probably didn't look that impressive, but it was only a five-day backup. And he went up in distance and up in weight, and he's only a small horse, so he was very tough to win that day. And, you know, he's had a little bit of a freshen up since then, and he should be ready to go again today.
All right, and Dunderry, you're riding in the fifth for Paul Theobald. This horse hasn't been far off the mark.
No, it hasn't, and I think, you know, he's just mentioned that he was happy to get it, you know, back to the sort of 1,000 metres of the ideal trip and not much weight on his back, so hopefully we can get a bit of form back into it.
All right, now of your four today, which would be your pick?
I'd probably have to go with the getaway. I like, you know, obviously he's going well at the moment, horse in form, and yeah, hopefully he can do the job again.
Terrific. And the dog's behaving now?
She is, yeah. She's quieting down now.
You'll have to treat her the same as you do as your partner Blake. When he misbehaves, hit him with a slipper.
Who told you I'd do that?
Or a rolled up newspaper. There you go. Across the nose. Good on you, Rachel. Enjoy the day, and let's hope there's a couple of winners there.
Thank you very much. Thanks,
Cody. Thanks, Rachel. Rachel King there. Some nice rides today there too, Jared.